exceptional people superior results.
At Shore Clinical TMS in Summers Point, your mental health is their number one priority. Dr. Gowda brings a state-of-the-art treatment for depression called TMS, or transcranial magnetic stimulation, a brain stimulation which targets and rejuvenates the mood center of the brain. This TMS treatment is non-invasive and FDA approved. It's safe, effective, and has no side effects. The treatment is in office and covered by most insurances. It's also helpful in treating anxiety, PTSD, OCD, addiction, and improves mental acuity. TMS is a practical and established medical solution to treating patients struggling with major depressive disorders. Dr. Gowda's patients have seen up to 90% success rates using TMS therapy. Is this for you? If you're suffering from depression and not satisfied with your current treatment results, for a free consultation, contact Shore Clinical TMS at 609-927-1030 or shoreclinicaltms.com.
Partly sunny skies, less hot, but still humid on our Thursday. Slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon, but most of us are dry. Low 80s beaches, mid 80s on the mainland. A light sea breeze develops. Easterly wind about 10 miles an hour. Should bring those water temperatures up a bit. 60s the past few days, hopefully getting back up above 70 over the next couple. Rip current risk has been elevated all week, finally lowering a bit the next couple of days. High tide, little after sunset. In the Longport Media Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Dan Skeldon.
83 degrees, sun and clouds outside Longport Media Studios on New Road in Linwood, 84 degrees in Corbin City, Cape May Point checking in at 82, and 78 on the world-famous boardwalk in Atlantic City. The ocean water temperature is 65. I'm Nick Wargo. Listen to us online at WONDradio.com. Stay tuned for more of Klein Time coming up on News Talk 1400 WOND.
When it comes to fighting cancer, you shouldn't have to wait. NASA Cancer Center offers next-day appointments to newly diagnosed patients. Get rapid access to expert care only at NASA Cancer Center, the region's leading cancer care provider.
At Coast to Coast AM, we keep our friends close with this.
What do global temperatures have to do with earthquakes? I'm George Norrie, and join us with my guest Joseph Olson on our next program as we talk about a new theory about how the Earth's core could be controlling climate. And who knows what else? Join us for a lively show.
And we keep our enemies closer at Coast to Coast AM.
1 to 5 a.m. on News Talk 1400 WOND.
Live and local radio you can depend on for accurate news and stimulating talk. News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey's news talk leader.
Yeah, welcome back to the Klein Time Radio Show on this fabulous Thursday afternoon, folks. Great to be with you. It's beautiful all over this great area here on News Talk 1400 WOND. In the studio with us, as promised, is Dr. Shirse Gowda. Do I have that correct, Doctor?
Shirse Gowda, yes. You almost got it.
And as we progress, we'll get a lot better on it. But anyway, Doctor, you're in the field of psychology and psychiatry. You're board certified. You've been 20 years in here in Linwood in the Summers Point area, so your credentials are extremely powerful on this topic of depression. Talk a little bit about yourself for a moment.
Yeah, I'm a psychiatrist. I've been in this area since 1997. I started working as a medical director for the Crisis Center in Atlantic Care. So after 3-4 years doing that, there was no psychiatrist to cover Shore Memorial. I said, let me start helping them out. And that kind of led me to change gears into doing consultation there. And eventually it led me to open my own private practice in 2002. So almost 18, 19 years I've been on my own in Summers Point. And I'm still the chief consulting psychiatrist at Shore Memorial Hospital. So I still do that. I used to go to a couple of nursing homes, but stopped it recently since we started this amazing procedure in our office.
So the amazing procedure, it's regarding depression. So we'll stick on that because I could talk to you about a whole lot of, you know, we look out in the public square, we see a lot of psychiatric things going on out there, Doctor. We could have a conversation for a couple of hours, but today we're talking about depression.
Yes.
You hear the term? People get depressed all the time. It's mostly passes, but that's not always the case. Can you talk about depression, generally speaking?
Depression is a word that's very commonly used and commonly misused word, and we are talking about clinical depression or major depressive disorder where there is sustained low mood, lack of energy, and feeling gloomy, like a dark cloud on the head, feeling hopeless, not wanting to live anymore, and the whole body, soul, mind, everything is slowed up, and they're not able to function in the severe form. They're almost, you know, I mean, they're really disabled from it. It's one of the, it is the most, it's the leading cause for disability all over the world, major depression. We don't, you know, pay attention to it as much as, you know, other...
Depression lead to drug abuse and alcohol abuse, things of that nature? Or not always. Sometimes somebody's just...
That people will kind of, the court, self-medicate with these things, you know, other ways to placate them. It could be excessive eating, isolating, and as you said, drinking was historically, that's what a lot of guys used to do. And people isolate, don't function, or it could be any ways, you know, how one copes with it, you know. So if you don't get the right help, this is quite disabling. It's a severe medical condition. It's not just in the mind or head. It is much more, you know, clearly proven to be a biologically based illness, major depression.
So it's not just somebody's in a funk for a day or two.
Those are all situations.
This is a prolonged situation.
This is a
Somebody finds themselves feeling as you outlined.
Yes.
For how many days would you say that it's not, you have to start maybe thinking about giving you a call?
As per the DSM-5, at least 2 weeks of, you know, all these symptoms, feeling down, you know, down in the dumps and, you know, all the spirits, everything is down. Most of them have it for months and years. And the one I am dealing with as a psychiatrist usually is chronic recurrent or relapsing depression. It is just like blood pressure diabetes. It's a chronic condition for many people. Not everybody, but, you know, it is, you know. There are, you know, different kinds, situational, whatever happened at home or work, those are different. But the clinical major depression, chronic, is a lifelong condition for many. So it is...
Oh, so this is... So this is not just an environmental factor or a circumstance of a factor. You're saying that there's a metabolic factor or a biology,
biochemical imbalance. We used to call it chemical imbalance historically. So this the clinical major depressive disorder. It is a biochemical imbalance. It's not just a personality deficit. It's not just situational. This is much more than anything. It's as biological as one has a diabetes or blood pressure. It's not as clearly measured by a, you know, glucose meter or blood pressure meter. But the toll is much more severe than these conditions. So it is not nobody's fault or a weakness they have it. This is a clear-cut condition that is affecting a lot of people in the world, a lot of people in our own state and our own county and our own city. A lot of people have given up hope. They can't get better. They can't deal with medication. A lot of time it's not working, or they can't bear the side effects. So this is as serious as it gets.
Are there things that if you have it, are there things that trigger it more than other? Are there things that can trigger...
So everybody has a vulnerability. Some people have a genetic, you know, family history that makes them vulnerable. Somebody else is their psychological makeup. Maybe they cope it in an unhealthy way that predisposes them to more severe depression. And in some other people, it's social factors. It could be a relationship crisis, work issue. Anything can trigger this particular vulnerable person into going into full-blown major depressive disorder. And then typically, not everybody it lasts forever. But I guess as a psychiatrist, I deal with more difficult to treat cases, so I end up, you know, seeing people who have it for years.
Well, and this obviously can affect job performance. It can affect your life, how you feel. You feel lethargic. You feel fatigued. You have no appetite. It can start affecting you physically. Depression. The tentacles of depression.
Yes.
It's reach a lot of different areas.
So somebody who's depressed, really, you know, the more and more I'm understanding this and I'm seeing, it is not really affecting just that person. I think the whole the household, the workplace, the whole society is losing a person. You know, there's like $4 billion or something lost just in New Jersey in productivity, they say. So, and 5 million people have chronic severe depression in this country. That's not responding to medication. So a lot of people don't come out and tell us this, but it's, you know, if you ask, it is there, and the impact is quite high, and it is the leading cause of suicide and death in different, you know, younger population. Even in older, you know, generation, it is one of the leading cause of death because of suicide. Suicide is rates are increasing in younger people and overall in the society, you know, because of increased depression due to stress, you know, isolation, so many factors.
As you said, hopelessness,
yes.
Feeling of hopelessness. You mentioned as you were talking there that that many people who are experiencing clinical depression are not don't respond to medication. Or
a third of people with depression officially meet what is considered as a treatment resistant. They do not respond to the traditional antidepressant do not help them, and they are cursed. And unfortunately, they're in a deep hole, and many of them have given up hope. So now we have something on our hand, right in our town, right here in Summers Point, to change their life for good.
Now, you are very excited about this.
This has changed my life.
I mean, you've been in this, as you mentioned, over 20 years, and you're the top guy at Shore. So it's like your
never credentials seen anything like this.
Speak for themselves, and you're just extremely excited about this. Doctor, talk a little bit about TMS therapy for depression.
Depression. So, as I said, I've been doing this for more than 20 years, and I always struggled with, when I can't get people better. Sometimes it becomes trial and error. You give this, medication A, medication B. Sometimes it works, and we get our hopes high, and maybe 3 months later, it poops out and doesn't work. So this has been the case for a lot of people, So last year, this is what happened. I had 2-3 people who were severely depressed and suicidal. I said, one other person, I told him, you got to go get shock treatment. Even that is, you got to go to Princeton. He didn't want to do that. He wanted to do TMS. It didn't work out because the closest place was Malton. And another lady I was treating, I made some medication change. She got remarkably better, almost cured. I was so excited. But 3 weeks later, it stopped working. She was having a lot of side effect. And she asked about TMS. Then it hit me hard. I said, you know what? I need to bring something, our patients in this area an option. So the TMS, I went to conference. I researched it completely. I went to Duke University to get more training on this, and I took the risk of investing in a TMS machine. I got it and started in January. I knew it was supposed to be good. I didn't realize this was like life-changing. I never seen anything like this. As I said, in 20 years of practice I'm doing. So this is the improvement with TMS, or transcranial magnetic stimulation. It is life-changing, it's profound, and it is enduring, long-lasting result.
So in essence, it seems to me that you're saying that this might be preferable to medications. As you're saying, medications wear off. Maybe they work a little bit in the beginning, then they wear off. The body gets used to it, whatever the case may be. And then the side effects, some of the medications, I don't know them, but I've seen, you see the ads and all this kind of stuff.
Yes, people accept it silently and suffer from the side effect because they don't want to get, more sick. So this is, I think, would be almost be the first line of treatment in the future. Right now, it's reserved for treatment-resistant depression who have failed 3-4 medications, are not able to bear the side effects. And I can briefly explain what TMS is.
Yes.
So TMS, why is it so safe? Why is it so preferred? So the way it works is the underlying theme, why is somebody depressed? In chronic depression, they say it could be inflammation, it could be so many other neuronal circuit dysfunction. So the bottom line is the left frontal lobe is underactive or hypometabolic. It's not pumping enough. It is not functioning. It's not firing well. So we've been trying to use medication in between that acts on the in between the nerve junction or synapse to increase serotonin, norepinephrine, but it's more like a band-aid. The medications, it helps in a third of the simpler cases, but more in the chronic depression, it's really miserably fails. So we're like beating a dead horse. We're not really getting addressing the underlying dysfunctional or underactive nerve circuits. We are just giving in between like a band-aid approach. So what does TMS do? Imagine, if you had a knee problem or a shoulder, we go for physical therapy or rehabilitation. We didn't have a way to rehabilitate our own brain all these years, TMS gives us an opportunity to rejuvenate and revitalize our own brain circuits to come back to its own glory. So what it does is 20 minutes a day, this high-strength magnetic coil, which is about 10 inches, wide, that's it, It is same as almost the MRI coil, but just a small, like a figure eight shaped, 10 inches long. So it's kept on the left forehead. So it's 20 minutes a day. Whenever there's a change in magnetic field, the Faraday's laws of physics, it induces a millivolt electrical field in the brain. So the magnetic field only induces about a golf ball size. It acts on like an inch by inch. So right in the left frontal lobe, it works there. It brings about a constantly firing of the nerve cells in the left frontal lobe about 3,000 times in 20 minutes. session. So we do this Monday to Friday, about 30 sessions over 6 weeks. So gradually and surely it brings about rebooting of all the circuits, and the axon dendrons or the nerve endings start branching and reconnecting more. There's increase in nerve, actually cell body, the gray matter thickens. And when you measure the metabolic state, it, by the end of the session, the treatment, they're back to its full functioning. And you could see, somebody was asking me, oh, you're showing me this glowing chart on the PET scan. Can you really show it in somebody? You don't need a PET scan to show it. You can see it on their face. They won't stop smiling now. They're happy. So the glow is really in the light. You
know? So what you're saying is, if I'm hearing you correctly, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong.
This to this, yeah.
Is that the TMS, in essence, kind of resets...
Resets our
that area of the brain
dormant, yes.
That helps with the feelings mood, and the mood.
Motivation, everything. And it's amazing thing is, the real secret here is that's not really mentioned in our books or studies is, it is there's no one just depression center is treating. It's treating depression, yes, but it's also boosting the frontal lobe of the brain, which is the seat for executive functioning, our attention, motivation, ability to do things, complete tasks. So this is what's been lacking in a lot of people. The increased cognition, they can think better, they're sharper, smarter. Many people, they say, I'm reading more books, I'm able to go walking further. So anything they set their mind, actually, you know, they're literally sharper and better. And this effect of repruning and regeneration of the neuronal, like a, if you consider it a bush of, you know, whatever, nerve endings, this is last for 12 months to 24 months. So it's enduring, sustaining, all-around global brain function boost.
After a certain amount of treatments, like in other words...
36 treatments. That is
36 treatments. Would anybody notice any difference after a first treatment? Would you know? Is there anything noticeable after
it's,
a first
it's,
treatment?
I mean, usually
hard
I've seen...
Hard to quantify?
I mean, typically it takes second or third week, about 10 to 15 treatments. I've had people who felt like, suddenly it's like a light switch going on, and sometimes in the third treatment, fourth, but typically second, third week, it takes, imagine it's like a patch of brown grass, dormant. You pull it up, it's, thin roots. Imagine if you can nurture it back to nice, lush green grass. If you pull it hard, it won't come up easily because there's a strong network of grassroots. It's almost exactly like that, converting a patch of brown grass into a healthy grass lawn. This brain network is just like that. And then...
The reason I'm smiling, I've actually been doing this.
Is that?
I have a little spot in my house, and I've been bringing it back, and it actually, as you point out... It takes some time. Every single day, it gets a little bit greener.
And you make it, that makes you happy, right?
Yes, it
imagine
does.
A brain is like that, how happy you would feel.
It makes me very happy. We're talking with Dr. Srisai Gowda, excuse me, in Summers Point in Linwood, folks, 609-927-1030. If you want to give him a call, make an appointment. You can also get more information online at SureClinicalTMS.com. That's SureClinicalTMS.com. Doctor, we have some more time, so I want to ask you, and by the way, folks, this is one of the top guys. So if you have a question, now would be a good time, 609-927-1100. We do have a little time, but I want to ask the doctor about how do folks qualify? How is this an insurance thing?
Oh, yes.
Is it out of pocket? How
it's
does
important.
That work?
Yeah, it's no gimmick. This has been approved by FDA back in 2008. It's taken off in the last 3-4 years because all insurances are paying for difficult to treat depression. So it is covered. It's a mainstream medical treatment. We are just at the tip of the iceberg. So insurance will pay for it. It's about 36 visits over 6 weeks. So if you have any question or anything, we fight with the insurance as long as you meet the criteria that you fail 3 to 4 medications, and then psychotherapy and still depressed, they would cover it. But if somebody doesn't want to use insurance, I mean, still we have other arrangements we could make. For so many other conditions, we are just talking about one. There's so many other conditions it treats, including anxiety, insomnia. It's also been approved for OCD last year. We can help with PTSD. And 3-4 people who had it, the migraine went away. And even people with attention issue, cognitive issues, it improves. Because really, when the brain is boosted, all these functions...
Everything
comes through. You can imagine...
From the brain.
Brain, yeah.
Does it have any help for menopause? I have a spouse who was experiencing...
No side effects. Most important, no side. Safer than taking Zoloft.
I was going to ask you about that. And then also have no side effects.
Nothing.
And then how about if folks are taking their meds and they come and the meds maybe aren't working? Do you blend it? Is it you still take some meds and we start some treatments, or we get rid of the meds? How does that work? Depends on the
person.
Let's
say the medication's helping 30%. And I've been telling people, you know, all these years, even for me, last two decades, I've been realizing I've been settling for a bronze medal. Now I realize I can go for gold. I mean, we can really get them 100% better. We've been happy with 60, 70%, 40% improvement. So the goal is not to get rid of medication, but some have stopped and just been on this alone because the medications were not working. If somebody's on 4 or 5, maybe they'll go down to 1 or 2 medication that they feel like can tolerate, and if it's helping.
Does it ever get to a point, or is it too new? How long has it been around, actually?
So as I said, this was approved 10 years ago, and it's been more, you know, widespread use in the last 2-3 years, and I've been using it for 7 months. We already had 50, 60 people who finished it.
Wow.
We had remission. That means not cured, but it's the common word would be cured. But the technical word is remission, where there's no remnant symptoms of depression in 85% of the people we've treated.
Wow.
And 95%
of them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm blown away.
No wonder you're excited, doctor.
No one. I mean, this
now, does it ever get to the point, not to interrupt you, but does it get to the point where some folks have, they don't need their medication anymore?
Many have gone off medication and living happily, I wouldn't say ever after, who knows, but they might, you know, for a long time.
we're talking with Dr. Help me with, I don't want to say, Shirsa, right?
Yeah, Gowda. They don't remember my first name.
Dr. Gowda, and we have Henry in Northfield has come, and Henry, welcome to the show.
Hello, Dan. How you doing, doctor? Doctor, I heard that TMS could help with tinnitus or tinnitus.
I was just saying, you know what, depending on where you keep the area, the coil, you could either stimulate or suppress that region of the brain. So chronic pain, Parkinson's tremor, tinnitus, this is and migraine. We're just scratching the surface here. There's much stroke rehabilitation. So many other things, Henry.
All right, Henry, thanks for getting in. Appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Dr. TMS seems to be revolutionary, not non-invasive or
non-invasive.
If folks, you want to find out more here, 609-927-1030. We're talking about TMS. It is transcranial
magnetic stimulation.
Transcranial magnetic stimulation. To treat depression as well as you mentioned it, a bunch of other stuff that are possible. Doctor, it's been great meeting with you. As I told you, time flies here on the Klein Time Show.
And the biggest challenge is bringing awareness. A lot of people who don't know about this who've been suffering, I appreciate you giving me a chance to bring awareness in our community. We are the only person in 1 hour radius who's doing this, and we're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to fit people's needs. And to serve them, and we'll be moving to a bigger office soon.
Doctor, I know this is probably anecdotal, and you may not have this data. How many people are suffering from clinical depression? I know the statistics, we only know the statistics of the people who are in treatment, but how many people are suffering from depression or clinical depression, and they don't even know? They think they're in a funk.
So they say about 15% of the population will suffer from depression one or the other time. So it's pretty widespread. And it's the leading, I mean, in especially younger population, teenagers, this you said has become a very high, it's going out of control. So it's quite widespread. I mean, you know, it's there everywhere. It's an unspoken or a hidden illness. That I think now that they have something else, somebody who doesn't want to see a psychiatrist because they don't want to take medication, but you know what? Now there's something else.
TMS and transcranial
magnetic stimulation.
Any prospects for possible addiction treatment?
You know what? Just last week the study came because this boosts the frontal lobe, the executive function, and along with other behavior modification, addiction therapy, TMS has shown to improve dramatically the results in recovery from addiction, working on the cravings, because this improves your ability to say no, ability to think through things, not be as impulsive. You know, that is one of the biggest problems with addiction.
Does it stimulate chemical production, endorphins, you mentioned serotonin.
Does, yeah, and then resets all the brain network, which has been the repair, you know, in disrepair with addiction. It's been laid in the wrong way. The other beautiful thing about TMS is it like relays a new path in the brain. If you channel it with the right therapy and other intention, mindfulness, you will see remarkable results. If somebody is motivated, TMS as an add-on therapy for addiction would be a great win-win, I think.
Dr. Gowda is his name, 609-927-1030. We got a Bill Southwell has a question for you, Doc. I think I know what he's going to ask you, and this is a darn good question.
Okay.
Bill, welcome to the show. We got to go quick, though, buddy.
Yeah, I have Parkinson's. I was wondering how it would help with Parkinson's.
Parkinson's.
Also because of it, you know.
In fact, I'm giving a talk on Parkinson's and TMS in Body and Balance, I think, end of this month. So the Parkinson's tremor, you know, degenerative conditions are notoriously hard to, treat fully. So for tremors, it's not a slam dunk, but it will improve the tremors. And same thing with the pain, this is in a different region of the brain that we stimulate. So it will alleviate some of the stiffness and tremors, and there's more studies going on every day. And along with your physical therapy, I think you'll see an added benefit. Compared to all the medication, this is, I feel, is a safe. I've had a couple of people with other neurodegenerative condition. They overall, they felt better all around, It didn't, cure or stop completely, even with some early Alzheimer's. So this is helpful in boosting, because the whole thing is regenerating some of the nerve circuits. It can help you to modestly, at least, I would say.
Dr. Gowda is his name. Bill, thanks for getting in. I'm up against the clock, buddy. Appreciate the call and the question. 609-927-1030, folks. If you know somebody who's suffering from clinical depression, or if you've been in a funk and you're not sure, call the doctor, 609-927-1030, or visit them online at shoreclinicaltms.com. Dr. Gowda, so great to have you here on the Klein Time Show. Love to have you back down the road, sir.
Oh, loved it. Thank you very much.
Dr. Gowda, folks, 609-927-1030. This is the Klein Time Show on News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk Leader. We're live from the Manco & Manco Studios, the first and last name in pizza.